We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I do what I wanna be with different. Y'all know the name Cedric Henderson. That should ring a few bells. Tiger great. Was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers some years ago. Now, I'm not going to tell you how old he is, because I'm telling you right now, he can still dunk on you. And my understanding is now he's going to be head coach over at Memphis Day Academy, new prep school, or maybe not so new. We'll get the word from Cedric Henderson. He joins us now. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me today. How you guys doing over there?
Doing well. So we got you in a spot. John's already asking me questions if you got players over there. You know John wants to know. He was thinking about doing his own prep school, Ced.
Yes.
Oh, man, we can combine, you know. I could teach him how to grasp the
right,
players. And
right, tell him.
To do some things,
exactly.
You know? We got to take it slow. It's a process.
Tell that man, he don't want that smoke trying to compete against you.
Our prep school, we can talk about combining later, but, you know, my idea would be to pay the players. So that's how I'm going to compete. You know, I'm just paying players out here, Seth. What do you think about that? I mean, that's going to separate me very quickly.
It might will, but I don't know. It's a new day, man. You know, if you watch the latest things, my friend, y'all probably remember his name, Randy Livingston, sent me an article and saying they're going to start paying high school players in NIL deals. So, hey, it might trend up this way. So I might have to jump in that bandwagon myself.
So how'd you get hooked up with it, Ced? And at what part of the process is Memphis Day Academy, and what are the plans, Ced? What's the vision?
Well, Memphis Day been around for a while. In fact, Dr. Anthony Canada is the guy who started the Memphis Day prep program a couple years ago, and they produced some players. In fact, he was even one of the founders of Tennessee Prep, and then he kind of branched off to his own. And then he approached me and said, hey, what you think about helping my program? And I said, sure. It's a good position because, you know, it's a spot where kids are getting kind of a second chance at getting a scholarship to play Division One, Two, or maybe JUCO basketball, who probably didn't have the greatest outlook. Because, you know, the trend now in sports is I want to be older. And with that COVID year still kind of jamming things up in that waterfall, in that hole, and then you have the transfer portal, who's probably now averaging 2,500 kids. And these teams, you know, recruit older guys, and those high school players are kind of getting left out. If you think about it, last one was it 2020? Probably those kids who didn't play a whole year of basketball, you know, they had a jam right there. So it's a second opportunity to get seen and help those guys pursue their opportunities to get better in education as far as, you know, college goes, and maybe they can get a better chance to play on a higher level of basketball.
What kind of schedule, Ced? Who will you play? Who do you play? You said they've been around.
They play a lot of people on the prep school level, and then they play a lot of JV teams that are Division II schools, and they play some JUCOs. So the competition is very college-oriented based. It's kind of like a step above what the grind session is in a sense. You know about the grind session. So they have a prep school, and then they have a high school, and then a prep school level too. So you'll get to play against those guys. So I'll even be able to play against teams like Marta Day and Finley Prep, who have those post-grad IMGs and all those type of schools.
To that point, right? Are you trying to, you know, become – I know IMG and those schools are set up in a different way, but are you trying to sort of become that from a Memphis standpoint? Because, like, let's just take, for example, like Curtis Givens, Arshon King, right? Those are two guys that are going to prep schools elsewhere. Are you sort of Would you be trying to like get those kinds of kids? Like, I'm trying to figure out sort of like what the aspirations and the ambitions would be.
Well, that'll be the ideal thing. Is like you see these kids are leaving high school and going to prep school. So why do they have to leave the city of Memphis? Why we can't do it here and do the same programs that are all over the place and build kind of a great reputable program here in Memphis? I think that's the goal of Dr. Canada. That he had and the vision that he had. He's been doing it since David Ball back in the Tennessee prep days. The goal is try to bring our talent and keep it here in Memphis and then groom it here and then have that same level of competition to go compete against all these other prep schools that are out there.
What's your general view of how much high school basketball has changed since you played it, Seth, since you were playing those over the East before you headed over? How much different is it? Or is it, okay, different names, different faces, but in the end, the game's still the same?
Okay, I would say this. The game has changed as far as, you know, high school when I played, you know, you didn't have to pay fees, you didn't have to do anything. If you're good, you made the team, you know, all that stuff right there. So that's a change in that. And then as far as how these kids are approaching it because of social media and everything else, and prep schools have given these kids another avenue to take than going to school because, you know, a lot of guys want to chase basketball. As far as that goes, it's like, I want to play against the best competition. You know, even with Overtime Elite, look what they're doing with the game of high school basketball. So they're recruiting these kids and bringing them out and plugging them away from the high school game. Even with travel ball, you know, AAU has, you know, done a lot of that too. So it's a different format where I didn't have to go through those channels when I was coming out of high school. You know, I just went, played my high school basketball, and then AAU back then was sub-state state nationals. That was it. Now these kids are playing almost a small 32-game schedule in the summertime where it was 180 days. The competitions and the sponsorships are all different. You got the Nike brand, you got the Adidas circuit, the Under Armour circuit. So you got all these shoe brands who's making this market for these guys to be seen. And these college coaches are going there because that's where it's been dominated at.
We're talking to Seth Henderson here on the show. Obviously, Memphis Day Academy hoping to be a mover and shaker here in the city of Memphis and nationally too with the basketball team. What do you make of just the offseason, you know, here locally for Penny Hardaway? He did it differently. He went out and he got experienced guys, sort of really shied away from the high school ranks and decided, you know what, I'm going to get old and I'm going to try to get the best, most experienced guys we have. What do you just – it wasn't a flashy offseason. We're sort of used to those around here, but it seems effective. What did you make of just the offseason that Penny had?
Well, I think he learned. You know, this is something he's learning and he's noticing – the Kansas, the North Carolina, with these guys in Michigan, they're pulling guys from, it's like a G League for playing like a, you know, maybe you play a kid who's coming from, you know, the Big South. I mean, I can use my son for example. You know, we put his name in the transfer portal. Yeah. And guys are looking for those experienced guys to be able to win immediately and have that offer. So now, you know, you still have those five-star guys that people will go after, but let's be honest, experience is what's winning national championships. You know, you don't have young teams. Look at Remy Martin at Kansas. I mean, he played a whole, 4 years somewhere else and then went to Kansas and won a national championship. So the experience is what they're looking for, and I think Penny is looking for that. A guy who's been battle-tested, you know, who's been able to play on those big floors and big scenes and trying to put the best fit can better, because at the end of the day, youth and the inexperience can get beat sometimes because they don't know certain things about the college game. You know, even though they got the great talent, but they just don't know about the grind of it, the dedication, the discipline of it. And you know, a lot of guys are when they come in, they have different ideas. So when you get an experienced guy who understands what it's about, it makes it a little bit easier for the coach to get that team to buy into what they want to buy in quicker.
So for all those reasons you just laid out, and then because we've seen him, we saw him play well against Memphis when it was with SMU, you know, how much of a difference you think, said, does Kendrick Davis and having him in the fold, him running the team, make for them, you think?
I think Kendrick Davis is going to bring a lot of good experience. It's going to give him a pure scorer, a guy that he's going to be able to go to and rely on. You know, sometimes, you know, when we watch those teams, I mean, don't get me wrong, Jalen was great. Precious was great. Those guys was great. But we didn't know in that 58-58 game where that ball was going to go. Mm-hmm. We didn't know where that shot was going to come from. But with Kendrick Davis, you know, hey, we can use him in so many different ways because he's a proven player. He has the credentials behind him. And he's been known to make big shots. So I can use him as a decoy. I can use him as the guy to take the shot. I can use him in so many different ways. That's a different option, especially when you come out that timeout. So that experience in itself should bring Memphis to another level, knowing that they have an experienced guy, a proven guy. Let's put it this way, a proven shot maker, yep. Not a taker, at the end of the day, that they have in their arsenal now where, you know, with those freshmen, it's unknown. So with that guy, I think that gives them more experience, and I think he'll do well here in Memphis.
I got to ask you, said I was arguing with somebody yesterday, and you could, because you just spoke to it. You've said you've seen Penny grow. You think he's growing. And heck, I even think going out and getting Kendrick Davis in many ways is evidence of that. But I was arguing with a guy yesterday who was giving me the whole, well, now that he's got A-Lo back, he's going to give it back to A-Lo at some point. He's going to have all this confusion. But back to the point, his point was that he doesn't think Penny's growing, that Penny is what he is. You mentioned it right there. You've seen growth. You've coached. How have you seen growth in Penny? Where specifically have you seen that growth?
Well, coming in from his first couple of years, he wanted to play a certain pace and certain style, you know, kind of bring that, you know, up and down, fast pace.
Yes.
I think last year I really saw a different change in him when he kind of said, hey, I got to get better at execution and return the ball over to more too much. Even though we create 20 turnovers, we're turning over 20 times, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right, we got to find a balance in between that. Then I think this year, I think he's realizing, you know, I need to find me a solid eight guys that I can depend on. You know, his trend was, you know, platoon substitution. I think he's realizing, hey, I need to play guys, you know, who's going to play consistently. I mean, if you look at the bigger teams, the Kansas and North Carolina, they stick with their eight guys, and that's it. And then, mm-hmm. be honest, by tournament time, they probably go to six or seven, and that's it. Yep. So now those guys will be in better shape. They'll be battle-tested a little bit more, and they'll have a better experience. And I think that's something he's probably taking into hands. I heard him even say it a couple times in his interviews this year that his rotation is not going to be as deep as it was. So that aspect has grown. And then offensively, I think he's realizing, you know, he has to do more continuity things. You know, people look at basketball, think guys just run up and down the floor, but it has to be continuity. You have to be, you know, have a system in place to see it grow. And I think it's finally getting his identity. You know, he had a great identity on the defensive end, which was fantastic. You know, he was always ranking the top. But then we looked at offensively and said, hey, I got to get better at these things. And now I think he's going to find that medium where he has balance. And I think that's going to help him this year. I think that's going to be the biggest growth. And then just managing. I think the way he manages his team, I think that's going to be another part of his growth that I've seen him get better at.
Talking to Seth Henderson, former Tiger, here on the show. And then for you, it was a busy summer, right? Because, you know, Junior is headed to Arizona. How about that? Like, we're talking about a kid, you know, and Kendrick Davis and Remy Martin, who spends, you know, 3-4 years at a school. They win a national championship. Like, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, you know, that might be in the cards for your own there.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I was just happy for him because he was nervous about putting his name in a transfer portal because it's an unknown field that he's never experienced. But I knew what he was. I knew his numbers. I knew what kind of player he was, and I knew the growth he's had. You know, one thing I got to give him, he's passionate about the game of basketball, and he's passionate about his craft, and he works his butts off of it. So going into the process, the biggest thing was just finding someone who's going to help him grow as a basketball player and put him on a bigger stage and so people can see what he's able to do. It was a great experience. I mean, we visited more schools than we know and talked to more coaches than we know, but it was a good experience. And Coach Lloyd at Arizona just, you know, he hit it on the head for us, and it was a perfect fit for him because, you know, Seth is a wing guy. You know, he wants to show people he can play the wing and he can play with guys that are good. He's a great – now, one thing about him, he knows about team concepts and team basketball, so that's what he – Coach Lloyd preaches about, and he can fit and be a star in his role. And that's what I felt like Arizona did for him and made him feel comfortable, knowing that he can be a star in the things that they want him to do. And we just fell in love with Arizona.
So, you know, it's kind of funny because that's a
awesome.
That's a huge jump, right? Campbell to Arizona. You know, like you just you don't see guys make jumps like that that often. So is it a deal where, I mean, just sort of stepping back and looking at it objectively, like, you know, some coaches just missed on said in high school? Or is it a deal where he went to Campbell and, like, really got better, you know, and became, you know, a Power 5 Arizona caliber of player? Which do you think the truth is closer to?
I think the truth is a little bit of both. I can't say either because, you know, the guy was such a, you know, a solid ball player coming out of high school.
He just
didn't get the attention because, you know, he plays a different game. You know, it's not flashy. It's not you know, you didn't want to see him all over the place. I mean, but at the end of the day, he was always solid. He shot a high percentage from the field, shot it from the great from 3-point line, and he was always a good free throw shooter. And he always, wherever he went, he won. He made teams better. And it's like, everywhere you play, you know, I got to get this kid on the floor because he's a valuable piece. And it's just not about offense either. It's just about, you know, knowing that he knows how to, you know, make the right plays, set the right screen, or play the right defense, you know, rotate on this. And his IQ, I think, became way more attractive when you really break his game down. And then as he went to Campbell, you know, to take a school like that, and then end up in a championship game against a Winthrop, who's been traditionally winning the Big South for years, was impressive, you know, where people didn't think nothing of Campbell. So he's done his, and it grew. And like I tell people all the time, everybody's path is different. So it might have took a little while for him to get seen and get noticed, but the coaches who started noticing were like, okay, this is the kid I need. I need a guy who can help fill these voids that I've missed. You know, being vocal on the defensive end, being a leader on and off the floor, and just being an all-around great guy. So I think his development really helped. And then I told him, I said, it's been good for him because it always kept him hungry and always kept him to a point where he wants to show people he can play the game of basketball. And I think that helped. I think that has helped him the whole way through. So hopefully this year he goes out there and keep that same thirst and go out there and show people he can play on a Power 5 level, because people were shocked that he was getting recruited at that level. But I really wasn't, because, you know, it's hard to find 6-7 guys, you know, who can play and score at all three levels and then defend 1-4. That's the new game. If you look at the basketball world, you know, those guys are hard to find. So I knew his value, and he knew it. And so we put our names out there, and I felt like his development as a player and his approach to the game was even better, because he teased me all the time. He said, hey, I'm making this contract this summer. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I'm making this contract this summer to start again, say I'm going to be better next year.
How about that?
And and that's when I knew he was serious about what he was doing.
As a father's got to make you proud. I have no doubt. Junior's
Yeah,
I got no doubt Junior's going to prove it to him again. I'll be honest with you. When they gave Tommy Lloyd the job, here I was, and I was crying. I was, man, you should have gave it to Damon Stoudemire. My goodness, look what he did at Pacific. And here, but it is obvious. You go to the Sweet 16 last year, they got an absolute gem in Tommy Lloyd. I'm sure y'all have had conversations about how he's going to use Sid, but they got a stud in Tommy, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, man, you're talking about a basketball junkie. Yep. I mean, me and him can sit on the phone for 3 hours and just talk basketball and won't think nothing of it. But he's kind of a guy that I would love to play for. You know, if I was coming out, I'd be like, hey, I want to play for this guy, because he's in the gym, he studies, he's always trying to get better, and he's humble enough to know that he doesn't know it all. And sometimes you get coaches who say, hey, this work, I'm not going to change, but the game changes. I mean, you know, that's what Greg Popovich had to do with San Antonio. I mean, he had to change with times, and if you're not willing to be humble enough to change and get better, man, hey, you know, that's it. You know, that's the game. But Lloyd is fantastic at what he does, and he's a guru as far as developing guys. I mean, you look at what he did at Gonzaga for those years. You know, a lot of those players
were him.
You know, were him. Summertime, they came back and worked out with him, and they didn't go back to Gonzaga. They followed him. So that relationship let me know that this guy is a good relationship guy. He's more about basketball. It's more than just basketball to him. He wants to have that relationship 10, 20 years from now. And you know, get invited to that wedding or something like that with the player. So he has a great relationship with his players, and what he knows about the game is fantastic. And one thing I give Arizona, they have a great, great camaraderie with their players. I mean, like, we talk to players that they haven't even, don't even go to Arizona. No, they came through Arizona, but we talk to guys on the phone that say I get to talk to who are now doing other things, but they all, hey, welcome to the family, welcome to the family. So that really felt good when they embrace it like that. So it's just a different culture.
Yeah, y'all deserve it too.
Great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the
love
time.
Love talking basketball with you, Coach. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all.
Yep. He is Sad Henderson again. Going to be out there at Memphis Day Academy trying to maybe, you know, create a bit of a destination here in Memphis.
Last, since 2015, between Tennessee Prep and Memphis Day, which Cedric Henderson is now going to head in terms of the coaching the basketball team, they've done 24 graduate, 8 pros, 2 national championships. So that's Dr. Canada. He knows what he's doing on these prep schools. And hopefully this one's going to be around for quite a while, be a power.
Yeah. Hey, it is moving season. So if you're moving, you're on the move, you need to call my friends at Black Tie Moving, because they'll do it, and they'll do it well, and they'll do it affordably, and they'll make your move so easy. I know, because I did it twice. I used Black Tie 2 different times, and look, I will never regret that. It was the easiest decision I could have ever made, and I'll do it again. I'll do it again if I'm ever on the move. 316-6196 is the number. 316-6196. They can handle it all, right? They can move the heavy stuff. They can move the art. They can move the appliances. There is nothing that they can't move safely and efficiently as well. So give them a call. 316-6196 is the phone number. Book them now. It'll book up fast. Summer's here. Y'all know that. School's about to start, so people are moving around, moving and grooving. Black Tie wants to take the chore moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing, moving in the city of Memphis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.